I'm Budsamudra Knox, and this is Inspiration Sounds, episode 36. And a warm welcome to you all. I hope you've had a great week. Today, we deliver to you a show that has the seeker as its central theme. Sri Chinmoy says that all of us are seekers walking along eternity's road, and what we all long to find is happiness. However, many people seek outer means to bring them happiness. A new house, a car, a new friend, an overseas holiday. And so the shopping list goes on and on and on and on. We are only happy until the next best thing comes along. Seeking to find happiness, lasting happiness, through these means is like an endless circle that goes around and around, ending in frustration. But to those seekers who look inwardly, who look deep inside themselves, the journey along eternity's road becomes much simpler and more fruitful. For lasting happiness and abiding satisfaction can only be found inside the heart and inside the soul. Like the deer that becomes obsessed with the smell of its own musk, who searches all over for this captivating smell, only to find in its final breaths that what it had been searching for all along lay inside. Now, to today's stories. The first of which is a two-man play from a book of Sri Chinmoy's plays called The Heart of a Holy Man, first published in 1973. And finally, part one of a two-part story entitled The Seeker Writer. And I'm happy this week to be joined by Udipon Brown, who was once an actor on stage and screen here in New Zealand. So sit back and relax and enjoy these stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra. The Seeker and the Thief, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox and Udipon Brown. In a small forest, a thief managed to find his way into the cottage of an advanced seeker. He began rummaging around, when all of a sudden, the seeker returned. "A thief! Stop!" The thief bolted through the door, down the forest path. In his haste, he dropped a gold watch and a mango. Seeing this, the seeker picked them up and gave chase to the thief.
"Oh, thief! Thief! You fool! Why do you bother me? I have returned your things. I am not taking your watch or your mango. I have dropped them. Why are you chasing me? You cannot say that I have stolen anything. I am going. Don't bother me.
I want you to take this mango. I want you to take this watch.
Why?
You must need them more than I do. That's why you were taking them away. You need this watch and this mango, but I need something else. I need Amrita, the divine nectar. I want to drink Amrita and not eat mangoes. By drinking Amrita, I will become immortal. I do not need this watch. I need eternal time. I want to live in eternal time. The things that I need most, I shall pray for. But you need this most delicious mango to eat, and you need this watch so that you will know at what time you should go out to steal and when you are supposed to come back. You need them more than I do, and I am glad that I am in a position to fulfill your needs."
"And who is going to fulfill your needs?"
"Oh, I'm grateful to you for fulfilling my needs. I need a mango, true, and I need this watch. But I certainly can't fulfill your needs." "My friend, since I have fulfilled your needs, there will be someone on earth to fulfill my needs too. The time has come for your desires to be fulfilled, and God has chosen me to fulfill them. A time will also come when my needs will be fulfilled. My aspiration will bear fruit at God's choice hour. At that time, He will send someone into my life whose very touch will give me my realization, my liberation. I am waiting for that person to come into my life.
You
are great indeed. And now I will also become good. Because of your inspiration, I will lead a better life. Will you bless me? From now on, I shall become a good man. I shall eat this mango, and I shall sow the seed in my garden. One day the seed will germinate. It will grow into a plant, and then it will become a tree. At the foot of that tree, I shall sit and meditate. You have given me a watch, but I shall not use it to tell me when to go out stealing and when to come back. I will use it only to see the hour at which I must meditate. Early, every morning, I will get up and meditate at a certain time. When I have the mango tree, I will meditate. But until then, I shall meditate in my room, and your watch will make me punctual. Those are both excellent ideas. Use this watch to see that you get up early every morning to meditate. After 5 or 6 years, you will be able to sit at the foot of the mango tree and meditate. You will see, as the mango tree bears thousands of mangoes, your aspiration also will bear fruit. You will have peace, light, and bliss in boundless measure. The Seeker Writer, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox and Udipon Brown. There was once a seeker who had some sincerity in him. He was also a writer who had written many books. Of his most important books, the first one was about animals, the second one was about man, the third one was about himself, and the fourth one was about God. Animals, man, himself, and God, these were the subjects of his 4 most significant books. He said to himself, "Now that I have written these books, let me go and read them aloud to the most powerful among the animals, to the highest among men, to the best inside of myself, and to God." So he went into the forest and climbed up a tall tree. After he settled himself, he started reading out the portion from his animal book that dealt with the lion. "Lion, you are the king of the animals. You are the most powerful and at the same time the most beautiful. You are always majestic. You do not kill other animals except when you are hungry." His book went on to appreciate the many fine qualities of the lion, for whom he felt great admiration. Suddenly, to his horror, a lion started roaring nearby.
"Look at this ungrateful animal. I appreciated him highly, but instead of being pleased and grateful, he wants to kill me."
The seeker writer was totally disgusted with so ungrateful an animal, and he waited in silence for the lion to go away. After 1 full hour, the lion left. When he was quite sure the lion had left, he climbed down and went away, muttering,
"Absolutely ungrateful animal."
When he had recovered a little,
"Among men, who is the highest?"
"The king." So he went to the king's palace and said,
"O king, I have something to read to you. I have written extensively about human beings, but I know that you are the highest, you are the greatest among men. And now, I would like to read out what I have written about you."
The king nodded in agreement, and the writer began to read from his book.
"You are the most powerful king, and have conquered all other kings. We are very proud of you. To see you is to see the face of God. Because you are the highest among men, you represent God on earth."
Regarding this, he flattered the king for several minutes. When the king had heard all that was written, he said briefly,
Thank you.
The writer became angry and indignant. He said to himself, I have given him such high appreciation, admiration, and adoration in my writings, and he just says, thank you? What an ungrateful king!
But he did not dare to say it out loud. Only to himself he said, look at this ungrateful man.
The writer finally reached his home.
Inside me, my soul is my best possession. So now, let me speak to my soul.
He started reading out in front of his soul.
O soul, you are the purest. You are the best in me. You are the most beautiful. Without you, I would not exist. You are indispensable. It is you that I always need, not the body.
The soul gave a broad smile. Once again, the writer was angry.
For 15 minutes I have appreciated you, admired you, saying that you are by far the best member in my family, and you just give me a smile?
He grew angrier yet and said,
the soul is simply useless. It does not know at all how to accept appreciation and offer gratitude.
Then the writer seeker went to God and stood in front of him.
Oh God, you are so kind. Look at your vast creation. You are all compassion. It is only because you exist on earth that we are all on earth. Everywhere your compassion reigns supreme.
God said very simply, it is all right.
Oh, God. For such a long time I have appreciated you, and you just say that it is all right? What an ungrateful God you are. You should have blessed me and said something nice about me. I have appreciated you. I have admired you. I have adored you. I have worshipped you. But alas, you are still another ungrateful person on earth.
Puzzled and disgusted, the writer said to himself,
since all the highest and most superior are so ungrateful, let me go to the simpler ones, who are a little inferior. I shall show the superior ones something about appreciation by going to those below them.
So once again, he went into the forest. To himself, he said,
now, next to the lion is the tiger.
He climbed up a high tree, and when he was settled, he started speaking highly of the tiger.
O tiger, you have such great strength. I feel you are too modest. You can easily defeat the lion. When I look at you, I get tremendous joy because your face shows solid strength. The lion has no strength compared to you. The lion only knows how to roar.
In this way, he belittled the lion. The tiger heard and was very happy. He was being given such praise when the lion was getting only criticism. So the tiger started roaming around, feeling proud and happy. And as he moved here and there, he noticed a ring. He put it into his mouth, only to discover that it was something not edible. He did not know, of course, that it was a gold ring, or even what gold was. All he knew was that the ring was not edible, so he dropped the ring on the ground and moved off into the forest. As it happened, he dropped it at the foot of the tree in which the writer was sitting. When the tiger had left, the writer came down safely and saw the gold ring. It was a beautiful and most expensive ring.
Look at the appreciation of this animal. The tiger has listened to my praise and has given me this beautiful gold ring. I can sell it for hundreds of rupees. At last I have found one grateful creature.
Then he went to the minister at the king's palace. Next in importance to the king is the minister. The writer started praising the minister highly.
You know, soon you will become the king. But already you are the greatest person on earth. There are so many things you have done for the king. But the king himself takes all the glory. You have worked so hard, but just because the king is above you, he takes all the glory. Actually, it is you who deserve it.
The writer lavished much appreciation and admiration upon the minister. The minister was greatly flattered. He looked carefully around to make sure the king was not there, and then he gave the writer 1,000 rupees. The writer was thrilled and said to himself delightedly,
"See, the superior people are so ungrateful, whereas the ones who are just a little inferior are so grateful."
After he reached home, he said,
"Now, next to my soul is my heart. Oh, my heart, you are so nice. You are so kind. You always feel for others. We talk so much about the soul, but where is the soul? You are the one everybody can see and feel. Doctors can see you and feel you. When we breathe in, we can feel a palpitation, and it is all inside you. You are so kind, affectionate, and compassionate. Without you, we can't exist. When you fail, when you stop functioning, we die. So you are the only indispensable one in my life."
To his consternation, the heart started crying. Astonished, the writer asked,
"Why are you crying?"
That concludes part one of The Seeker Writer. And that concludes episode 36 of Inspiration Sounds. I hope you enjoyed it. My thanks to Udipon for providing those great voices and characters. So next week on Inspiration Sounds, of course, we shall have the conclusion, part two of The Seeker Writer, plus more stories from the heart of the world. As always, you can view the stories online at sritramoylibrary.com. But until next week, I'm Budsamudra, wishing you a great week. Bye for now.